In the meantime, today in history, and 1969, James Earl Ray pled guilty to the assassination of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. He was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the murder. Ray later recanted his plea, insisting he was innocent and alleging a conspiracy until he died behind bars decades later.
Put me on a witness stand and found out what took place.
Mm-hmm. Also in 1988, singer Andy Gibb died at the age of 30. He was part of the musical group The Bee Gees with his brothers Barry and Robin Gibb. Boy, I remember growing up in the 70s. The Bee Gees were all the thing, right? Yeah, all the rage. So the disco era that happened back then. Also, in 1997, Blondie cartoonist Stan Drake died at the age of 75. Actor Lloyd Bridges, remember him from Airplane? And other shows. He was 85. He died on this day in 1998. And finally, in 1965. Yeah, The Odd Couple opened on Broadway on this day. Neil Simon's play about two mismatched roommates was later a hit on TV with the likes of Tony Randall as Felix Unger and Jack Klugman as Oscar Madison, the messy sports writer. And, of course, as a movie with Walter Matthau, the messy one, and Jack Lemmon, the neatnik. So, kind of fun. All right, finally this morning, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, because that's what we want to do as children of God. March 10th, it's a long title for this Devo. God never runs out of room when people want to be near him. The more people who come, the larger the space gets. Joshua 5:15 says, the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals for the place where you're standing is holy. And Joshua did so. Here we go. Bob Goff writes, every few days there's another flare-up in what people call the culture wars. Apparently, you can load a weapon with an idea, aim it at someone you've never met, and it becomes a war. Goff says, what strikes me is how quickly something on the news becomes a flashpoint among people in our faith community. Within hours, pastors and thought leaders often publish articles weighing in on whether somebody is biblically correct. These critics are usually anything but kind. It gets personal. It feels mean-spirited. I'm not sure if it's obvious to everyone or just a few how incredibly insecure these people are. Goff says, these tug-of-wars rarely reflect the kind of love Jesus urged us to embody. When we live in grace and walk in love, we can empathize with people and the circumstances that were the context for the problem. Most often, says Goff, I've thought the most honorable thing to do was to pass on jumping in. To pass on it. Something in us wants to take sides. Joshua had the same experience. He met an angel and asked which side the angel was on. Neither. Take off your shoes, was the response. Jesus didn't have to take sides. We don't either. He loved people on every side, and we can too. He didn't see issues, he saw people. He didn't see an article to be written, he saw a bad misstep to be rewritten. He stood with and for whoever was pushed to the edge and was rejected. Their acceptance didn't come at the expense of someone else. There's never been a capacity issue with God, says Goff. The more who come, the bigger the room gets. Why do we feel so strongly about constructing walls between us to identify who's in and who's out? God sends out an invitation to every single person in the world and checks the mailbox every day to see who RSVP'd. Be one of them. Finally, Goff closes by saying, next time you feel torn between two sides in a debate, remember God's love isn't as complicated as we make it, nor does it have the divisions we want to enforce. Question of the day, what side have you taken that you need to let go of? Well, we're asking you to partner with us. So who partner? Will you do it? Go to WIB.com, click on the banner there. Learn what you need to print out a pledge sheet and get some support for your makes, your misses, flat pledges. Jody in Aliva showed us how it's done yesterday with a post. We have up the video both at our WIB Facebook page and our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. And it sounds something like this as she's in the horse barn.
Hi, WWIB. Today, we're going to give $25 pledge for every scoop of poop that's going to go in the gorilla cart over there. 20. I think I'm going to make all of them. So that's $125. Love you guys.
So good.
One.
Here's number two.
Three, four, and Have a great day. God bless you.
Fantastic. So creative. Thank you, Jody. That's how it's done. Yes. And so we would love to see you share something like that. I don't know. You could be more creative than that or funny, but share what you can. We would love to receive your video of your Hope and Hoop partnership. Learn more at WWIB.com. One of the two candidates for Eau Claire City Council President Scott Rogers held his campaign kickoff event last night in Eau Claire. I asked former Eau Claire City Council President Carrie Kincaid why she's supporting Rogers.
When I was on City Council, Scott Rogers worked for the Chamber, and I watched him at his job. Every January, he loaded a bus full of people from the Chippewa Valley to attend Madison legislature, going to the city or the legislative chambers, and he did an exemplary job of getting us there, telling us what we need to do, making sure we follow through, and being ready for whatever happens in a kind and intelligent way. It's that kind intelligence that I'm attracted to.
Rogers is squaring off with former Eau Claire City Council member Jeremy Gregard for The Post.
You ever forgotten something at an airport? It is not uncommon. And these are some of the oddest items found in lost and unclaimed luggage at airports around the U.S.
Yeah, for instance, they found a powered prosthetic knee joint featuring an integrated motor, electronic controls, and metal housing.
Guessing that wasn't cheap and not really sure why you wouldn't bring it with you. Some of the millions of items in unclaimed lost luggage just last year. How about a full protective beekeeping suit designed to shield the wearer from bee stings during hive maintenance?
Hey, we just told people about the Bee Expo coming up in Chippewa Falls. How about a set of gold-plated golf clubs produced by Hanma, a premium Japanese golf brand known for luxury craftsmanship and limited edition designs? That sounds costly.
Yes, but still were forgotten. How about a frog purse and an armadillo purse? Two more items that were in unclaimed and lost luggage last year.
A giant stuffed goose was found.
You'd think that would be your carry-on. You'd be really proud of having that. A 12-pack case of sardines. I can understand why that was unclaimed.
A suitcase full of rat poison.
Yikes. The things people bring on planes. Once a bag is officially deemed unclaimed, which only happens after an extensive 90-day search by the airline and passenger compensation, it is sent to a facility. The contents are then processed in one of three different ways.
Yeah, it's sold for retail. High-quality items ranging from everyday clothes to luxury finds like a $35,000 Rolex or $43,000 diamond earrings are sold at their physical store or online at a discount.
Another thing they might do with it, repurpose it for charity through their philanthropic arm Reclaimed for Good. Millions of dollars worth of items such as medical supplies or clothing are donated to charitable organizations worldwide to give them a second life after they're unclaimed.
Or third and last, they're recycled. Items that can't be sold or donated or recycled to ensure they don't simply end up in a landfill.
What they do with the stuffed goose?
Good question.
What we're going to do right now is show you what it's like when we actually run a contest.
That's what we're doing right here, right now. Tuesday Trivia, you know the drill. The number to call, 715-723-255. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a call and answer this question for a chance this morning to win a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. And here's our question. There are about 15,000 of what in the United States? There are about 15,000 of these in the United States. What is it? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555.
Now, kind of challenging, right? There's 15,000 of at least many things, but what? You have to narrow it down.
715-723-2555. There are about 15,000 of what in the U.S. of A? 723-2555. Give us a call.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
Hey, Scott.
Good to hear from you. What do you think?
ATMs.
ATMs. Is it ATMs, automated teller machines?
Sorry, Scott. Try again. 723-2555. That was a good guess. Who knows how many there are of those? There's a lot.
I feel like people used to call those time machines, mm-hmm. like T-Y-M-E, yeah. and I don't remember why.
That was a brand, bank or something? Or something, okay. Yeah. Kind of like Kleenex, right?
So. Yeah. There are about 15,000 of what in the United States? About 15,000 of these, 715-723-2555, giving away, or at least trying to, a value basket from Culver's.
Always delicious, Culver's. Getting me hungry here.
715-723-2555. There are about 15,000 of these in the United States. What could it be? 723-2555 if you'd like to guess.
If you don't guess, you won't win the value basket. We can tell you that. 723-2555, about 15,000 of what in the good old U.S. of A, WWIB. Hello. Anybody awake out there?
715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. About 15,000 of these in the United States. What are we talking about?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caleb from Cameron.
Okay, Caleb.
What do you think?
I think it may be Culver's. You
think it might be Culver's Restaurant? I mean, they're expanding all over, not just in the Midwest. They have them in Florida and such.
I know, yeah, Kentucky. Could that be it? It's not it, but good guess. You thought maybe we're just going to sneak that in there. A Culver's all the way through and through. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Jenny.
What do you think?
What about payphones?
What about payphones? Oh, about 15,000 payphones in the United States.
You know, we do special events after 6:30 on the show, and I think today was Rotary Phone Day, actually. So, Landline Telephone Day. But could that be it? Payphones? Not it. Sorry.
I mean, Superman needs somewhere to change, so you got to have at least some of them.
I think he's got a lot fewer places than he used to. WWIB. I never saw that latest Superman movie.
I haven't either, but Dawson spoke very glowingly of it. So
he and Ev went to see it at the IMAX in Rochester, actually. Nice. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Deb from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Deb. What's your guess?
My guess would be Rivers.
Rivers. About 15,000 rivers in the United States.
Yeah.
Is that it?
If Minnesota has 10,000 lakes and we say we have more, is it
15,000
rivers? It's not, but good try.
Good guess. Thank you, Deb. 715-723-2555. About 15,000 of what in the U.S. of A?
Guesses have kind of trickled in here this morning. We'll take three more if you got it in ya. At 723-2555. Hi. Well, not that one. All right, how about this one? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hi, Todd.
What do you think?
Well, we're going to go with dog parks.
Dog parks.
Dog parks, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, could that
be a good
be
one
it?
In Rice Lake?
For Todd, it's not. So, all right.
Thank you, Todd. 715-723-2555. About 15,000 of these in the United States.
Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caleb again from Cameron.
All right, Caleb, return visit. What do you think?
I think it may be radio stations.
Radio stations.
Okay,
that's
sure.
That's a great guess.
It is. Well thought out, Caleb.
But that's not the right answer.
About 15,000 of what in the United States? Down to our final guess this hour.
Last one before we push it off to after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
All right, Jim, speak up loud and clear. What's your guess?
How about dairy farms?
Dairy farms.
Yeah, okay. Dwindling number, but could that be what we're looking for? It's not.
All right, we'll try again after 8:15 to give someone this Culver's value basket. There are about 15,000 of what in the United States? We'll give you another shot. Tuesday trivia, second try here on this particular Tuesday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. We are trying to give away a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Who will win it will determine hopefully soon. There are about 15,000 of what in the United States? That is our question. There are about 15,000 of these in the United States. 715-723-2555 is the phone number to call. 715-723-2555 to join us live on the air and hopefully win this prize.
You guys are ready to go, so we go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caleb from Cameron.
Caleb, you are pursuing this today. That's fantastic. All right, what's your guess?
Airport.
Airports. Are there 15,000 airports in the United States? Caleb from Cameron?
Sorry, buddy.
Nope, but try again. Keep trying.
All right, yeah, that's he's hot after it today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Becca from Yonge River.
Hi, Becca. What do you think?
Christmas tree farms.
Is it Christmas tree farms? About 15,000 of these in the United States. Christmas tree farms?
Sorry.
Not it. 715-723-2555. About 15,000 of what in the U.S. of A?
They're doing a good job, right? I mean, it's just kind of thinking, oh, yeah, there'd be, you know.
Yeah. Probably. Think it through. Give us a call.
I'm impressed, you guys. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Desmond, good to hear from you today.
What do you think?
Tigers.
I remember I was born in Milwaukee, and they had a white tiger, a very rare white tiger for a while at the zoo there, which I always thought was super cool, even though I didn't remember it till after we moved. But
even though he went on that particular tangent, that is not it.
Sorry.
No, it's entertaining.
About 15,000 of what in the United States? 715-723-2555.
And Desmond think a little different direction, right? It was sort of places, locations, and then, you know, tigers.
Tigers?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caleb again for the first time from Cameron.
What do you think?
Number four in the batter's box for you today. What do you think?
I think it may be school district.
School district. Okay.
Caleb, that is a good guess, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks.
About 15,000 of these in the United States for a Culver's value basket. Yeah. That's what we want to give away as a prize for Tuesday Trivia.
Well, you get the beverage, the burger, and the whole deal and the drink. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bennett from Augusta.
The young people are just all over today. Bennett, thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Is it car dealers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, car dealers. About 15,000 car dealers in the United States.
That's a good guess, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Bennett.
We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona again.
All right, Desmond, try number two this segment. What do you think?
Maybe professional sports stadiums.
Professional sports stadiums. 15,000 of them in the United States. Is that it?
That may be high, because that's not it. So we've got two more guesses in us. If you've got it in you. 723-2555. None at the moment. So you go to the front of the line if you break through right now at 723-2555. About 15,000 of what in the good old US of A?
715-723-2555. And let me just say for all of you young and old, people of any age who love winning something, make sure you're a hoop partner here in March and grab that pledge form, print it out at WWIB.com, take your shots, take video, collect pledges, and you're guaranteed to get a gift card in return and be entered for that huge grand prize package.
Yeah, who knows if you win this value basket, but you will win a gift card.
Really good gift cards, too.
Absolutely.
Tuesday Trivia continues for the last time here on this Tuesday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. Can we get a winner right here, right now? Can we give someone a free value basket from Culver's? We hope so. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 715-723-2555. Join us live on the air and answer this question. There are about 15,000 of what in the United States? There are about 15,000 of these in the United States. What is it?
We have had some great guesses this morning, some super participation. Appreciate all the young people. 723-2555 to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
My name is Rebecca from Jump River.
All right, Rebecca and Jump River, what's your guess?
Silos.
Okay, that hasn't been yes. Yeah. 15,000 of those?
Yeah, thinking about the farm. We had dairy farms, guess, but not silos. So, thank you.
Good to hear from Jump River.
Absolutely. 723-2555, last try today. Otherwise, we pick it up after 7:15 on a Win It Wednesday on WIB. What do you think about 15,000 of what in this country?
715-723-2555, a Culver's value basket to be given away to one of you.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
All right, Jim, good to hear back from you. What do you think?
How about family-owned restaurants?
Family-owned restaurants. Is it family-owned restaurants?
Getting right in there, and that is not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you.
But using your old noggin there to come up with that one, 723-2555, about 15,000 of what in this country? You guys have had really stretching the bounds of possibilities. Tiger was maybe one of my favorite guesses of the moment.
That was a fun guess.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Eric from Chippewa. I'm calling saying lakes.
Lakes, okay.
Lakes. We've had rivers guessed. Is it lakes?
It's not, sorry.
Thank you. About 15,000 of what in the United States?
723-2555. If you got three more guesses in you, we'll take them this morning. There's none forthcoming at the moment. I don't want to start the countdown yet, but I'm just telling you, three more guesses. Come on in here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tracy from Chippewa Falls, and I'm going to guess those tall white windmills.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure. Wait a minute. I know when I visit my grandparents in Iowa, I drive by a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain places you do, right? Mm. That's not what we're looking for. All right, two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Thorpe. I'm going to turn my radio down. Here we go.
Hey. All right.
Secondhand stores.
Secondhand stores. About 15,000 secondhand stores in the United States. Is that it?
Sorry.
Good to hear from Thorpe. Thank you.
One more try this morning. Otherwise, push it off to after 7:15 tomorrow here on WWIB. You're the last guesser today. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa from Osseo.
All right, Melissa.
Here we go. Semaphores. Stoplights.
Stoplights. Stoplights. Okay. Is it stoplights?
Could that be it for the win? Sorry, Melissa.
We'll give you a clue after 7:45 tomorrow if we don't get it after 7:15. But make sure you tune in bright and early for your chance to win that Culver's Value Basket Tuesday trivia. Turns into Win It Wednesday. Think about this the rest of the day, overnight, about 15,000 of what in the United States?